Summer music festivals are making a big comeback in 2022. 10 top picks, level B1. After 2 years of cancellations and postponements, global music festivals are back in a big way. Here are some of the most anticipated summer events by Megan Gunn. What seemed a relic of the past amid COVID-19 lockdowns and social distancing precautions are now back in full force. This summer promises a music festival resurgence, with events taking place all over the world. Across festivals, lineups are both highlighting international talent and championing local artists. From Afro Nation on the pristine Portuguese seaside, to Glastonbury in rural England, to Fuji Rock in a Japanese forest, live music lovers of every genre have a lot to anticipate. Let the music play. Pitchfork, July 15 to 17. Chicago. This year, 60,000 attendees will gather at Chicago's Union Park to take in sets by headliners The National, Mitski and The Roots. This year's festival also emphasises local talent like No Name and Kyana and supports Chicago's art and food vendors. Between acts, grab tacos from Big Star and a beer from the publican. Governor's Ball, June 10th to 12th, New York City. Returning to City Field, where multiple stages surround the stadium in 360 degrees, this year's event will be headlined by Kid Cudi, Halsey and J. Cole. Last year, more than 150,000 people attended over the 3 days. Along with music, local vendors serve food and libations and showcase art from around the city. Secret Solstice, June 24 to 26, Reykjavik. The sun literally never sets at this 3-day music extravaganza over the summer solstice weekend. Festival goers stay up all weekend, jamming in Iceland's natural landmarks, from a glacier cave to a 5,000-year-old lava tunnel. Keep a lookout for this year's lineup to be announced soon. Previous headliners include Martin Garrix, Rita Ora, and Boy Pablo. Glastonbury, June 22nd to 26th, Somerset, United Kingdom. The town of Glastonbury is known for its New Age community and Arthurian mythology. It's believed to be the legendary Isle of Avalon. Glastonbury's namesake 5-day festival hosts not only contemporary music acts, but also dance, comedy, theatre and cabaret. Among this year's big names, Kendrick Lamar, Paul McCartney, Billie Eilish and Diana Ross. Afro Nation, July the 1st to the 3rd, Portimao, Portugal. This festival was founded with the intention of platforming artists from the African diaspora, taking the best of Afrobeats, hip-hop, R&B and dancehall, with performances by Burna Boy, Megan Thee Stallion and Wizkid, all amidst the Algarve's golden sand beaches and red rock cliffs. Primavera Sound, July 2nd to 12th, Barcelona. One of Europe's largest festivals, this one takes place at the oceanfront Parc del Forum. This year, the festival will also make rounds in Los Angeles, Porto, Portugal, Sao Paulo, Santiago, Chile, and Buenos Aires. Acts you won't want to miss? Tame Impala, Lord and Beck are just a few of the festival's genre-defining artists. Exit, July 7th to 10th, Novi Sad, Serbia. The festival was initially founded as a student activist movement pushing for democracy in Serbia and the Balkans. Now held at Petrovaradin Fortress, this year's lineup includes more than 1,000 artists across 40 stages. The festival's mission remains the same as it did 2 decades ago, to achieve social change with music. Sandbox, May 26 to 28, El Guno, Egypt. Get your party on at this 3-day electronic music festival set in a coastal resort town along the Red Sea. This year's lineup is a mix of established DJs and live performers, along with up-and-coming talent. The festival kicks off each night at sundown, so attendees can rest up on the beach during the day. Fuji Rock, July 29th to 31st, Niba Ski Resort, Japan. The largest outdoor music event in Japan, Fuji Rock brings in over 100,000 concertgoers for a 3-day party in the forest. Due to COVID-19, last year's event hosted only domestic musicians. This year, international performers are back, including Vampire Weekend, Black Pumas and Jack White. Splendour in the Grass, July 22nd to 24th, North Byron Parklands, Australia. Begun as a 1-day festival in 2001 and now celebrating its 20th anniversary, postponed due to the pandemic. This three-day festival marking Australia's winter season will be headlined by Gorillaz, The Strokes and Tyler, the creator. The event's name is rooted in the phrase coined by poet William Wordsworth, referencing youth, nostalgia and finding beauty in even the mundane things.